down the driveway of the rectory. And this man in the advert is learning to skateboard. And on his first attempt, he falls off. And he comes into the house and asks his wife for the inevitable frozen bag of peas. The wrist wasn't too good. And so he is determined. This one setback is not going to put him off. And he is trying and trying to learn how to skateboard. Even in his office, under his desk, he has YouTube videos up about learning how to skateboard. And he has a skateboard under his desk going left and right and left and right. And we're trying to work out why it is he is going to so much effort and why he is incurring so much injury. But there is a very significant reason. Himself and his wife are about to welcome a foster child into their home for Christmas. And the foster child has a great interest in skateboarding. And he wants to offer support and wants to give a real welcome to this young girl, Ellie, she's called, when she arrives. And so the day comes, she arrives at the house with the social worker, skateboard under her arm. He opens the door, his skateboard is in the hall, and immediately they get talking. Immediately there is a real, genuine welcome. And they go in, the pair of them are locked in conversation and having a great time. It all comes together in the music that is being played throughout all of the story as it unfolds. And the music is all about the importance of the little things in life. There were no huge Christmas presents in the house. The table was not adorned in lovely food and all sorts of decorations or lights anywhere. The focus was on the young girl coming into a home she'd never been before, making her welcome, offering her support, and the husband wanted to make his contribution. And he learns to skateboard. Immediately they hit it off, and the door closes, and off they go. The importance of the little things in life. Think about it for a moment. In the midst of our own preparations for Christmas, this little advert gives to all of us, myself included, a real challenge. Where are our priorities and where is our focus this Christmas time in the midst of all the challenges all of us are experiencing during these days and weeks? Because as the advert points out, it's the little things that make the difference. And I wonder, how can we maybe reset our priorities? Or maybe reset our focus as we're now at the second Sunday in Advent. Already the candle of hope and now the candle of peace has been lit. And I wonder if we take the symbolism of those two candles in the midst of our own homes, in the midst of our parish, in the midst of our work, in the midst of our school, our university, classes and lectures, in the midst of our community. How can we refocus? And how can that strapline of that advert enter into our preparations for Christmas to put the focus onto the individual, to make people feel valued and welcomed, especially the visitor? How can we work to lower the stress levels? How can we work to make people genuinely welcome, to put them at their ease? Because that is what is so important, and that is what is being told to us in this advert, which you may already have seen for yourselves. Hope and peace. How can we demonstrate that in the midst of the hustle and bustle and the exhaustion and the frustration and the busyness and trying to work through endless lists over these coming days? Because that man in the advert, to my mind, got it right. importance of the young girl coming, making her welcome, doing things she could do, and the door was closed and they hit it off. This Christmas, even here in St. Columba's, we're making changes. How can we make a difference, each of us and as a parish? And that's why we've moved the carol service away from Christmas Eve to this day fortnight, so we can make a difference to the local community by the cash collection going to the larder to help in this community where people are struggling in ways we might not even be aware of. But we have an opportunity to do something, to offer support, to give a welcome from this parish in the community where there are homes with many challenges. That's what we're doing. What about all of us in our own homes? The strapline again, the little things make the difference. What can we do that will make a difference to those around us with our own preparations for Christmas at this moment in time? That husband does offer a challenge. It got me thinking. I hope it gets you thinking as well. And now to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed is most justly due, all might, majesty, glory, dominion, and power, henceforth and forevermore. Amen.
questions are put to you about our faith, our belief as Christians. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed the world?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Some of our young people are going to lead us in our prayers. Let us pray.
Jesus, you are light, even in the darkest places. Help us to trust in you when we are lost or lonely. Shine hope into our hearts, we pray. Amen.
Jesus, you are joy even in the saddest times. Help us to praise you when we are sad. Shine joy into our hearts, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Loving God, we pray for the people of Ukraine. We pray for all those suffering or afraid, that you will be close to them and protect them. We pray for the world leaders, for compassion, strength, and wisdom to guide their choices. We pray for the world that in this moment of crisis, we may reach out in solidarity to our brothers and sisters in need. May we walk in your way so that peace and justice become a reality for the people of Ukraine and for the world. Amen.
Amen.
God of salvation, wake us up, Lord. The night is nearly over. Let us begin our Advent journey. Move us from our lives of greed and selfishness, from our globalized world of inequality and exploitation, to your kingdom of righteousness and mercy. To a transformed world where peace is built on understanding, not weapons. The poor are empowered to live their lives to the full. Businesses are built on need, not greed. And your creation is nurtured, not abused. Wake us up, Lord. Let us live as people of the light. Amen.
Together as people, we pray in the words and the order of service. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes, as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Savior Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Let us pray. In our parish, we pray for those who are bereaved, especially for the Stuart family following the death of David. Give faith and comfort, O Lord, to all who are bereaved. Strengthen them to meet the days to come with steadfastness and patience, not sorrowing as those without hope, but in thankful remembrance of your mercy in the past and waiting for a joyful reunion in heaven in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Together we pray. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard